وجدنا انحرافا.
Mohamed Morsi was elected with a little over 51%, but with many Egyptians hoping that the change will bring positive developments in the country that was ruled with an iron grip for 30 years. Today, 1 year on, the support for Morsi is dwindling down, with polls placing public approval ratings to his performance at 28%. Many Egyptians are dismayed over economic hardships in the form of surging prices, high inflation, as well as power cuts and gas shortages.
The living conditions in the country are getting worse day after day. No electricity, no fuel, soaring prices of goods. What else should we wait for? Starve to death?
Many also heavily criticized the presidency and the Muslim Brotherhood, the organization the president hails from, for failing to bridge the divide between Islamists, who now have power, in the secular opposition.
In the ruling Egypt, they are so bad. Since 1 month, I was supporting them, But they proved very failing in ruling Egypt. Why? Because first thing, to be successful, you must collect people around you, especially after revolution. But what they have done here in Egypt, they have split Egypt into many parties. They have caused many disputes in Egypt.
Many experts believe that Egypt has never been as polarized politically as it is today, leading to what many fear could be deadly clashes between the two sides on June 30th. The first anniversary of the inauguration of President Morsi.
President Mohamed Morsi has only succeeded to polarize the nation. Other than that, he's failed by all means to meet the demands of the revolution and to live up to the aspirations of the Egyptian people who took to the streets 2 years ago against tyranny and dictatorship.
But the army, through the defense minister, sent a strong message to all opposing sides that it will in fact interfere if clashes erupt and Egypt is pulled into chaos. And despite the stumbling performance of the Supreme Military Council during its rule over Egypt's transitional period, the majority of Egyptians still support the army playing a bigger role in politics, with approval rates of the army at 94%. The army has been deployed to protect many of the state's vital institutions in case violence erupts with the upcoming wave of demonstration. But the question that is on everyone's mind in Egypt is, what if the demands of the opposition are met and an early presidential election takes place? Who will come into power? The opposition, while remaining somewhat splintered, has suggested that the head of the Constitutional Court takes charge immediately in place of the president, and that a National Salvation Government be formed with the initial purpose of reviving the economy. But at this point in Egypt, no one can predict how the events of next week will unfold.
Will Egypt's political factions miraculously find a way to avoid anticipated clashes, or will violence dictate what's next for Egypt, is what will be revealed in the upcoming days and weeks. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.